Business.
Andrew Brady, good afternoon.
Hey, Ollie, how are you?
I'm good, Andrew. It's a big day for Uber. They're trying to get their license renewed in London. Will they be successful?
The whisper is that it could be rejected. Now, Transport for London are involved in the decision-making process. Ultimately, it's their call. There's been a lot of concern in London about rising congestion levels on the roads. And remember, central London, we are paying approximately $22 a day, Monday to Friday, in this ridiculous congestion charge, which has not worked. And there's even more traffic on the roads. A lot of people are saying that is because of so many companies like Uber in particular, where they've got thousands more drivers on the road working for them. Also, there's been a couple of incidents of allegations of violence against their drivers. They've had a lot of bad publicity here. And let's see if Transport for London give them their license for the next 5 years. If it's rejected or curtailed, that will be a big, big blow for Uber.
Yeah, interesting to see what occurs, because it might have ramifications right around the world. Also interesting to see what Theresa May has to say with her Brexit speech today.
I would imagine the Prime Minister would be quite nervous this morning, heading off to that lectern in Florence. She's in Italy. The Renaissance city of Florence is where she will give her big Brexit speech. And it's been a bruising week for Theresa May, because Boris Johnson wrote that article, which he says was just clarifying a few issues about Brexit. Unfortunately, the media saw it as him throwing down the gauntlet to the Prime Minister, saying, this is how it happens, or I will quit. So it's been a bruising week for Theresa May. Let's see if she can kind of get the Brexit ship back on a steady course with this speech. But what everyone here wants to know is, what's the final divorce bill from Europe?
Mm.
How much will the UK be paying, and when will it have to pay it? The papers this morning here reckon she will offer 20 billion euros to go. That will be the divorce settlement she will offer. Whether Europe will accept that is another thing.
A lot of money indeed. Now, what incident closed the motorway for a few hours?
Well, this is a very funny story, if you're not stuck in the traffic that was the tailback as a result of it. The A19 outside Middlesbrough is a very busy road, and an eagle-eyed motorist spotted what he thought was a severed arm in the middle of the central reservation with blood on it. So, as you would, he's driving by at speed, and that's the problem. He thought, oh my God, someone severed an arm off someone. He rang the police, they sealed the area off, and I would imagine the police who turned up thought, you know, what we got here is to report of a severed arm, blood on it in the road. You're going to think, could it be a crash? Has someone been killed? It turns out to be a movie prop with theatrical blood, which someone just helpfully threw out the window, as you do. So they quickly reopened the road, but bit of traffic misery, and I'm sure the cops on the way back to the station had a bit of a chuckle, but somewhere someone is missing a fake arm with blood on it.
Okay, now you sound like you're on the motorway. You're going to be spending the weekend with Vladimir Putin in Russia.
Well, if I win the Moscow Marathon on Sunday, he will be handing me the medal, but the chances of that, as a clean athlete who doesn't dope, the chances of that, I would imagine, are very, very, very minute. Just pulling into Heathrow Airport, 3 hours, 50 minutes the flight is from London to Moscow. And the reason I go there every year, my best friend lives there, and I used to live with this guy years and years and years ago in Leeds. So we'll have a quiet weekend. I'll run the race, and then we'll have a couple of quiet beers on Sunday night.
Well, enjoy. Good luck. And I hope that you are the one shaking the hand of Vladimir Putin, but I'm not holding my breath.
Check out the Twitter feed on Sunday evening, Ollie, at SkyEnder. Might make you laugh.
I will. Good on you, mate. Good luck.
See you, Ollie. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend, guys, and enjoy that.